State Senator Bill Dodd of Napa. It's called the Fire Warning Center. It's a brand new proposal in SB 209. Good morning to you, Senator Dodd.
Good morning, Pat.
Let me ask you a question. First of all, what makes San Diego Gas and Electric the gold standard?
You know, right after their fire, the second big fire that they had since the year 2000, 2007, they had the second horrific fire there, and they just, started their testing and did weather monitoring stations, totally automated, monitoring wind speeds, humidities, temperatures, and they do forecasting and threat assessment. I was down there in December and came away very, very impressed. And really, that kind of helped us really hone in on this California Wildfire Warning Center, which is SB 209 that I introduced on Thursday.
Yeah, and what is new about this particular bill, Senator Dodd, that you've submitted to the state legislature?
Well, we have a patchwork of monitoring throughout the state of California. As you mentioned, San Diego Gas and Electric has theirs. Southern California Edison has theirs, but nowhere near as far along. And PG&E is working on theirs, and just as massive as their territory is, they're making progress, but they've got a lot of work to do. And so what we thought we would do was to have the investor-owned utilities data come into a central, not only go into their specific investor-owned utility centers, but into this California Wildfire Warning Center that Cal Fire, Cal OES, and the California Public Utilities Commission, which would all be, co-managing for obvious reasons. And UC, University of California systems have a number of different weather warning systems around. And so while we're not going to duplicate any of these devices, there will be some holes throughout the state of California because we're a big state, and we will put in those type of cameras and systems where we're short on information. And what this will do is this will allow us to have the threat assessment, people on the ground looking where are the biggest problems or could be the biggest problems in the state of California for wildfire at this time. Imagine if on that, that fateful night for the North Bay fires, that we had already had resources in place, that we had already had people notified well in advance.
Yeah.
That this could be happening. Please be on the lookout. This is what we're going to do. And it also helps the utilities and the state help the utilities in determining what areas might have to be shut down, at least the power shutdown.
How sophisticated are these weather stations and these cameras, Senator?
They're pretty sophisticated. The Sonoma County Water Agency, not surprising, they're, I think, on the cutting edge of so many things, including, atmospheric river monitoring and so on and so forth. They really came out with the first cameras that monitor Sonoma County. And, they're very, very sophisticated. And just one port coming off of that, and that data can be shared with numerous agencies.
And you talked about the three state agencies that would be involved in overseeing all of this: Public Utilities Commission, Office of Emergency Services, and Cal Fire. And does PG&E play a part in this? And what's been their reaction to SB 209 so far?
Well, we haven't heard anything from them. Probably not surprising, I think. I would expect them to embrace this.
Yeah.
Just thinking through, and what their responsibility would be is that any of the data that they're getting in, they have to share with the state of California. We want to make sure that everybody is going off the same song sheet, so to speak. I think
yes.
It's incredibly important not just to have the investor-owned utilities or any utility for that matter having all the information. And we know what happens when you don't share information. There's no transparency. It just doesn't work very well.
And what's been the reaction so far to SB 209 for the Fire Warning Center?
It's been very good. I've been very pleased with the reception. We're getting bipartisan support, so that's always a good thing. I know that the governor, discussed it briefly with him. He thinks it's a good idea. So I think, there's going to be a number of bills. And I was asked this the other day, why now? Why not last year? Well, you know, it was so close to, October. We really didn't have all the information of what really needed to be done. What could we have done better to manage, not only the wildfire, but the early warning systems to our folks? And it just takes a while. So by the time the bill deadline last year, something like this wasn't even possible. But for, 16 months or so of intense listening and focusing in on what happened to our community and then comparing that to what happened up at the campfires.
And let's go back to PG&E for a moment if we can. Senator, are you apprised on the progress of the PG&E bankruptcy? Do you get updated on that circumstance?
Well, yeah, what they did last week is they submitted a plan, not even a plan for that matter. It's just a first phase of what they what they really wanted to do. And so, yeah, I was given a briefing on that. What we're focused on in the legislature, and again, the governor's made it very, very clear about this, is that we want to make sure that we have reliability, that we have safety, and that we're focusing in on making sure that whatever we do does not make our power so expensive that people can't afford it. And of course, I know this is a big list, but we're certainly looking out for, for victims so that they're not victimized once again.
And I know it's all about all these parts coming together to try to create the most sort of expansive and thorough program that you can to keep the state safe. Let me ask you this. Tomorrow, Governor Newsom delivers his first State of the State address in Sacramento. And I'm curious as to how he will refer to the wildfire situation throughout the state.
Well, he is incredibly engaged. While I really feel that Governor Brown during that whole time was very responsive to the legislators like Senator McGuire and Assemblymember Wood and I, and very much so. But, I mean, it's really kind of amazing how this governor, Governor Newsom, because of the PG&E bankruptcy and the campfires, he is in the weeds. In other words, he's usually in governors will, manage it from 20 or 30,000 feet and have their staff really down in the weeds or really into the details.
Mm-hmm.
This governor is incredibly bright and really understands what's going on at the basic levels. And I'm even in the complex levels as well. So I'm very impressed and feel like he's going to be a great leader in this regard for all of us.
And, Senator, what's next for SB 209? Is there a sequence of events that happens next?
Yeah, it'll go to the Rules Committee to determine if what committees it will go to. It'll probably go to my OES, my Governmental Organizations Committee,
mm-hmm.
because we oversee OES. It'll probably go through at least two committees before it goes to the floor.
Well, glad there is action happening at the early part of February on this, since before you know it, like many of us, I'm sure you look around at all of the rainfall totals and think about how much fuel there will be on our hillsides, come spring.
Well, that's exactly why we're watching this bankruptcy and why the governor has already sent, through his attorneys, has already sent a letter to the bankruptcy judge making sure that he knows exactly how important fuels management is and clearing those lines around the trees. And also we're we've got a benefit because this federal judge that is overseeing the criminal charges against PG&E, he's leaving no stone unturned to make sure that we do everything that possibly can be done in that regard.
Well, amen to all of that, Senator. I look forward to our next conversation about SB 209 and more. Thanks for being here this morning.
Thanks as always, Pat. Take care.
That is State Senator Bill Dodd of Napa, the Fire Warning Center. That's at the crux of SB 209. We'll keep you posted on its progress.